talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, there was a disgraceful episode in a Senate committee hearing yesterday. I don't know why I have to keep repeating this, but Rand Paul of Kentucky disgraced himself again. Dr. Fauci was testifying about the COVID pandemic. And Rand Paul, in a passive-aggressive, strange, effeminate way, attacked him, as usual. And finally, Fauci had enough. And Fauci said, quote, "These attacks kindle the crazies who have threatened his life, his children, his family." And he told the story about a man who was driving from Sacramento to Washington, D.C., who was arrested on a speeding violation in Iowa. And the police asked him where he was going, and he said he was going to Washington, D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci. They searched his car and they found an AR-15 with magazines of ammunition. Fauci, frankly, called out Rand Paul and said, "You're doing this for political gain." And he showed up a screenshot from Rand Paul's website where he fundraises off of this. And he says, send $10, $5, $10, $100 to stand up to Dr. Fauci. Not only did Rand Paul not deny it, because it was right on his website, but after that committee hearing was over, his committee went out with emails fundraising off of his disgraceful conduct at the committee hearing. What he says on his website is, "Fire Dr. Fauci and then send money if you agree with me." This is all about ginning up money. It's all about fundraising off of it. But what they don't understand, or actually they do understand, they are endangering people's lives. This guy, Jesse Waters on Fox, who was just given a primetime show, 7 p.m., primetime show, is the one who kept talking about the kill shot, K-I-L-L-S-H-O-T, to Dr. Fauci. Now, the fact is that we don't talk that way in the Democratic Party. We don't talk about a kill shot to Donald Trump or to Jesse Waters or to Rand Paul. We don't use double entendres, violent double entendres, to plant the seed in people, disturb people like the guy driving from Sacramento to Washington, D.C. with an AR-15 and ammunition. If he hadn't been picked up for speeding in Iowa on the way, which was well on the way from Sacramento to Washington, D.C., he could have shown up, concealed this thing under a raincoat, and walked up in the general vicinity of Dr. Fauci and mowed down his bodyguards and his family. The Republican Party has reintroduced violence into our politics. We have not had violence in our politics since the 1860s. And it wasn't just the Civil War, but you had a congressman, a pro-slavery congressman from South Carolina, going into the Senate chambers. He was a congressman, but he went into the Senate chambers. And Senator Charles Sumner was sitting there, and Charles Sumner was an abolitionist. And he had given a speech, a magnificent speech, making out the abolitionist case to get rid of slavery. And this fellow from South Carolina almost beat him to death, took a cane. It was a leaded head cane. It was a club. Sumner was sitting down, sort of trapped in this small cubbyhole place, and beat him on the head and beat him mercilessly. He was laid up, almost died for months. This is the kind of thing, and it was not the only thing, that set off the Civil War. People were tired of this kind of conduct. The Republican Party has reintroduced violence into political discourse, and that has had the effect of radicalizing people and inducing them to commit violence, like the January 6th insurrection mob. Women trampled to death, bear spraying police officers' faces, calling the N-word, beating them up. They beat them up. They were kicking a police officer to death. He lay on the ground. He said, I have four kids, and a few people defended him. If he hadn't said that, he would have been kicked to death. This started the casual reference, double entendre to violence, started with Donald Trump in 2016, where he said maybe the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton. Now, Second Amendment people is code for people with guns, and take care is a mafia term for getting rid of somebody. And when, of course, he was asked, the Secret Service, that's a felony, by the way. If you said, I hope the Second Amendment people take care of Donald Trump, and he's a past president, or say, take care of Ron Johnson, who's a current senator, you will be visited by the Secret Service, and you may be arrested, and you should be, quite frankly, because that would be wrong. That would be wrong. But this is spread later. He told the Secret Service that by Second Amendment people taking care of really meant they should vote. He was lying, of course. Later in the campaign in 2016, he said that her bodyguard should be disarmed. Well, that is also a suggestion of murder. It's oblique. He's an expert at the oblique and the double entendre. And so are the Republicans. This Jesse Waters, when he said the kill shot for Dr. Fauci, and then he said, all I meant by that was the most cogent argument against his position. Waters was lying. That network lies. Tucker Carlson saying the FBI was in on the insurrection was lying. When they all say that vaccines, or most of them anyway, are dangerous and shouldn't be taken, they can kill you, they're lying, because they're all vaccinated. Tucker Carlson's been vaccinated. So is Sean Hannity, so is Jesse Waters. How do I know that? Because Rupert Murdoch put out a memo in the newsroom, said you get vaccinated or you get fired. And they like the money. So they sit there lying night after night while they themselves have been vaccinated. These are just examples. These are just examples. But when you continually talk violence, and in the speeches ginning up the insurrection, when they got up there and said, march in the Capitol, fight like hell, then Trump said, well, by that I simply mean politically. Well, no, a woman got trampled to death and a cop almost got kicked to death and cops were beaten up. They were outnumbered. They had guns. They could have shot the crowd, but the guns could have been taken away from them. It could have escalated. They were magnificent, and then the Republicans wouldn't vote to commend them. It's a passive-aggressive, violent party. They have no idea what violence is. Most of them never served in the military, but they talk a good game. People who did serve in the military, and especially people who served in combat, I did not serve in combat. My orders were to a ship that was elsewhere. But I have a lot of respect for people in the armed service, my fellow veterans who did serve in combat. And you don't find a lot of them walking around casually talking about kill shots. These are passive aggressive people with no knowledge. This has got to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is if you have leaders in the Republican Party like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and they're frankly not high-ranking enough. They're terrific people. They're terrific people, but they're not high-ranking enough. increasingly you're getting some, the worm is turning, these worms are crawling out of the weeds, and a couple of them, well, I differ with Trump or whatever. Somebody's got to get up there in his hind legs and say, this is wrong, knock off the violence, shut up. Waters, shut up. Trump, shut up. We are ginning up violence, because violence goes both ways. Violence goes both ways, and that can destroy a society. They don't do that because Jesse Waters is going to have a lot of viewers. I have seldom seen less character on a human face than Jesse Waters' face. I watch him as little as possible. But if you look at Hannity, you look at even Tucker Carlson, these are moon-faced idiots. They're doing it for the money. I have no idea what they really believe. Jesse Waters has cruel eyes. And if he continues to shoot his mouth off about kill shots, he has got to be prosecuted. That whole network, this goes beyond, oh, they're conservative. They're not conservative. What they are is they are facilitating violence and permitting violence to be encouraged. And Fauci took Rand Paul, the weasel Rand Paul, on right at the committee hearing and said, you're kindling the crazies. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.